Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, welcome to Girls Talk Wednesday. We're gonna do things a little different tonight. No commercials or whatever. We're gonna try to ease on into the show, making some changes around or whatever. So that being said, we're gonna get started with the show here. Normally, the beginning part, that we're gonna announce some upcoming events and stuff that I know of that's gonna be coming up. Actually, next week in July the 27th, right? Date is going to be the Harley Davidson Explosion over there at Dallas Raceway. And August 17th, we got Rico Grudge Fest down at Hub City. Hope Rico can come on tonight and kind of give us some type of info on the race. And August the 24th, we got the State Capitol Race that all bikers in. Then September the 28th, we got Big J's birthday Grudge Fest bash. And September the 1st, we got Marco Polo. Actually, is having something up in Starville, Columbia, so hopefully he can come on as well and give us some update, some more detail about his race. So now we'll open up the lines and ask if there's anybody else out there got anything really to say about any upcoming event or something that I may have omitted over. We can open up the lines now and I'll let you talk about them. So we'll do that for about maybe 5-10 minutes. Again, if there's anybody out there want to talk about the race, press 1 now, and we'll open up the lines and let you kind of put out there your information and your date and time. All right, I see no one really has any more info. That being said, I know that was a big race this past weekend up there in Virginia. So can anyone kind of come on and give us an update or some updates as to what races took place? I know it was several big grudge races that took place, but I kind of just want to hear from the racers or either the spectators. So now, if there's anybody out there that was at the race want to come on and kind of tell us what kind of experience they had at the track, press 1 now, and we'll open up the line. I know there should be some Sam Cooke fans out there. Okay, that not being said, I'm moving on along. What about for the upcoming race? I guess we start with this Texas. There will also be a street tie. Heavy hitter race. I think I've talked to several guys about it, and they kind of expressed the rules that they would like to have. So they want to base it off street tie, any length, whatever, but your weigh in got to be 240 plus on a street tie. So they were hoping that we can set the race up with 4 bikes, but 8 would be welcome. So anybody in the Texas area next week, so if you're in the Dallas area, we ask you to come by. Check the race. If you got a street type bike, you know, with 240, you feel like you can take this thing, tell you to come on in into it. We'll talk more about it probably next week as the times get closer. I just kind of wanted to throw that out there. And we possibly may do a flash slick one as well if we get enough participants. But I know the street tie thing is a go. We have already about 4 bikes. I just need to get with them and get the detail for it and go and get this lined up and locked up. Again, I want to kind of go back and ask anyone that was up at the VMP track. I know a lot of guys from this end here ended up going up there as well. Hadn't had a chance to talk to them, but I know read somewhere Tackle Box and them did have this mishap. I did talk to him and, you know, we were trying to give him some best wishes to get healed or whatever. He said he was doing pretty good and good behavior so that he will be back out soon. And also, they will be laying for many to get that normal cycle bike at Humpty. And a lot of them call him Dennis around here. They will be laying him to rest on Saturday down in New Orleans. So I was hoping that someone probably would put some information out there on Cycle Bike or something for as the time and the stuff of the funeral, or the visitation and stuff. So hopefully between now and the weekend, somebody will put some information out there. At this time here, we got anybody else out there, got anything they want to announce or whatever, we'll go on and open up the line and do that. If not, we're going to move on into the show. See, number one. All right, the big talk that's going on now for us on Cycle Bike, I guess I go on out there and put it out there with this grudge race with Custom Cut and I want to say the BMF and a few more bikes trying to get something together. Can anybody come on or give us an update of what's going on? What's the progress in the race or what? Something, because that's been a hot topic today. The Sam Cooking race. I see we don't have nobody know anything. Wow. Okay. Let's see here. I'm reading. All right. Marco Polo, if you're on, man, press one. We can go on and patch you in. All right. We'll go. Being ported. Where we had a person. Okay. Your line is open.
Chris, what's going on?
Oh, not too much, man. What's going on with you?
You know, just Custom Cut. I was just here to tell you that the race is, five minutes ago, it was locked in.
Okay.
Custom Cut, Sam Cook. Yeah, we're gonna do one shakedown and do the race. That's all we get, one shakedown and do the race.
Okay, and what date is this on, or?
August the 31st in Rockingham, North Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think it'll be a pretty good race. He's finally gonna face some good competition. So
okay.
Go ahead.
So this quarter mile race.
Yeah, quarter mile race. Yeah, quarter mile
okay.
race. Rockingham, decent track. We're trying to come up with a time we're going to actually do the race.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But the race is definitely locked in, so.
All righty. We got another caller here, so hold that. Paul, this must be somebody to counterpunch off that, what you just first line, 6894. Your line is open.
Yeah, I'm going to ask a question.
Okay.
Custom Cuts, what are you doing an 8 mile with that Romano bike?
Say what now?
What were you doing an 8 mile with that Romano bike?
What would I do in an 8 mile with the Romano bike?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't understand. Am I talking to the owner or I'm just talking to a guy that just called in and just want to start something?
Owner of a bike. You ain't talking to no guy. You talking to the owner of the bike. I don't do no spectating here.
The owner, you don't sound like the owner of the bike. Because I know the owner of the bike personally. You don't sound like the owner. So don't come on here calling like you the owner.
I'm saying, what would you do with that bike? Would you?
No, I'm asking you the only way I'm going to answer that question, if you the owner. Don't call on here pretending like you the owner.
Listen,
because you ain't gonna cause no discrepancy in this camp right here.
No,
okay,
you're not even what I'm saying. I want to run that Geronimo bike. That's what I'm telling you.
Oh, you want to run Geronimo bike?
Yeah, and if I'm out, come on, get it
Okay. Wow. I mean, you, what do you have, sir?
For me, I got a
1,000.
Yeah.
You got a 1,000, and you want to run an 8 mile?
Yeah, gas, 8 mile.
Okay, now, I can't really speak for Geronimo, so I'm not even going to flex like I can. But I tell you what, I'll make it even better for you. I'll come your way with Caesar after this race in North Carolina, and I'll do that race in the 8th mile.
You do that race in the 8th mile?
Yeah, yeah, with Caesar. The slowest bike, the DTM.
How much you want to lock in for?
I don't discuss no numbers over this radio like that. I don't do that. I mean you got Chris got my number, he can give it to you, but you know, we'll have to talk offline about that. I don't know you and you don't know me. I don't discuss no numbers like that, partner.
I feel you.
Yeah,
I'll come to you. You from Georgia, right?
Yeah, I'm in Georgia, October the 12th. I mean, they got a big race down here. Everybody, that's somebody going to be there. I mean, I don't know you. I don't know what kind of setup you got. But I'll run you in the 8th mile with my bike. It ain't nothing but a race.
That's it. That's all I want to hear. It ain't nothing but a race.
I can't speak on Geronimo, but by your accent, I think you from over that way. But I can get you in connect with Geronimo, the owner.
Okay. Nah, I ain't from that way. I'm from Miami originally. You say I'm Haitian, but you know I got my distance, my family and stuff. I got family in Louisiana, so I mean, you know.
Okay. Well, I did tell my cousin that I'd never beat a Haitian's head in, but since you stuck your neck out there in the road, I got to run over it. So, I mean, give Chris your number and I'll call you tonight after the show. Unless you go to bed at 8:30.
No, I don't go. Hey, trust me, dog. It's long nights for me down here, dog. We don't. I don't sleep. You know what I'm saying? I don't sleep. I'll be up all day long. I don't never
okay,
sleep.
I mean, that's what it is. But I don't understand why you're gonna chime in so early and call out one of the toughest camps out there. Look,
man,
like you need to be calling. You need to be calling out somebody else, bro. You barking up the wrong tree when you talking about beating somebody.
Man, let me tell you something. Ain't nothing but a fair game. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to tell you, I want to see what my bike really can do. You see what I'm saying? The builder who built my bike, I got a lot done to it. So he's saying, you know, try the best. You know, you can't
yeah,
be the
I,
best. You beat the best.
You I hope you didn't go to Johnny Turbo.
Nah, I don't mess with that now. I don't deal with no builders in Florida. Trust me.
Okay.
I go with the real deal, where the best builders at. That's North Carolina. Trust me on that.
Okay. Well, my builder stay in North Carolina, but he from down that way. So I mean, it don't matter to me. They still gonna have some southern blood in them. Believe that.
Trust me. You know, I mean, I ain't no Jack. I ain't new to this. You see what I'm saying? My dad had been in it for a long time. I've been in it and I got out of it. You know. Last bike, we really fucked around with been like an 1100, you know. But shit, I've just been on the sideline waiting. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you need to go talk to Joe Long then.
No, I said that's the last time I dealt with bikes when it was with the 1100. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I got out of the racing. I just got back then. You know?
Okay, now, Miami, now I'm going to call you Miami because I want you to say your name out there, but I'm going to ask you a question. Who held it down in the outlaw class in Miami and all over the world down there? Can you name who held it down? Let me see if you know your history. Who held it down in the outlaw class?
You talking about the outlaw bikes?
Yeah, the outlaw bikes. Who held it down for like 6-7 years?
Well, I can't really answer that question right now.
Oh, man, you know L and W held it down. Come on now.
I can't answer that question right now.
Come on,
I mean,
man.
I mean, I see what you're saying, but I can't really answer that right now.
Is that the guy with the blue outlaw bike, Cuff and Cut?
No.
The bike was blue, I think it was, one time.
Well,
wasn't
he switched
it?
The color. He had switched the color on that bike. It was blue. He
Okay, yeah, I got them covered. Yeah, we can do it in A. Yeah, we could do it in 8. All y'all gonna do is come up around the 60-foot, and I'm gonna drive right up under you or be out in front of you. It don't matter. I mean, but I'm willing to take your money since you called. I mean, anytime, mm-hmm. Chris, anytime somebody called for me to take their money, I'd be a fool mm-hmm. not to.
It don't matter.
Well, we got his number. So what I do is at the end of the show, I'm gonna text him.
We got plenty of that to play around with. It ain't all about no money. You know what I'm saying? We got plenty of that to play around with, but ain't about no money.
Okay.
Hold that. hold that thought for 1 second. The last guy that raised a hand, the number's not this, so your line is open.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on?
All right, I'll just listen in, man. I mean, press one of my mistakes.
Okay, man.
I had a couple of cuts. Say what now?
Oh, okay.
I didn't quite hear him, Chris. What did he say?
You tell the guy if you're going to call him and give him the money, he'll be going to take it, huh?
Yeah. I'm just telling it like it is. He said he's from down there in the South, so. I mean, I told myself I wouldn't never race no Haitian, though. I'm sorry, man. Is the guy from Miami still on?
What's wrong with reaching a Haitian?
I don't like beating up on my black brothers like that. I mean, I wish you would have stayed clear of Caesar, but I mean, you stuck your neck out there, so I guess you want to be ran over. You called the toughest click out.
Man,
so let's see what you got.
From what my understanding, from what I seen this past weekend, the baddest bike out right now is Cook. You know what I'm saying? So
You know what? You sound, and don't take this the wrong way, you sound crazy because every single weekend they have a race, or every other weekend they have a race, it's always going to be a new champ. Who's on top is the last man who won. Last year this time, I was on top. The year before that, somebody else was on top. Cook can get his head beat in, and then what you going to say? If I beat his head in, what you going to say? Custom Cuts on top? No, y'all ain't going to never say that because y'all hate to say that.
How much races did you win, though? You only beat one race, and that's been
you say I only won one race. You need to check. You know
what? You won one race, one big race against Tackle Box because of Chris Kelly because of bike blew up.
Wait. Hold on. See, one thing I don't like is when people be spreading lies to all my little fans out there. And I want to tell all the little fans out there that he's lying to you. In my career,
man,
I've won many races.
I lost money on that race behind that. I bet with that.
Well, you know what? The only advice I can give you right now, always bet on black. Always bet on black. That's the only advice I can give you.
Ain't always bet on black because, nigga, I gamble. I play roulette. You know what I'm saying? It's red or black. It really don't matter. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I can't help what you drop the ball on. I can't help what you drop the ball on.
I would tell you this: you got a hell of a bike, but trust me, you ain't win no races like that. Now, come on now,
Name somebody that's out there just winning back to back. Come on, man. I mean, it's hit and miss, man. It's almost like
okay. Ain't nobody really beat, okay, look at it. Look at Kim Bike, goddamn, you know. Look at Ed Buster. Ain't nobody beat Ed Buster, you know what I'm saying, before he went down.
Okay, the only reason why ain't nobody beat Head Buster because when you put your pot up there so high, I tell you what, tell Head Buster bring that pot down a little lower, and then let's get it on. Head Buster exist in my book.
You got to understand it. Ain't nobody running around betting no $1,000 or $1,500 on no bike race. And if you mess your bike up or whatever, you want to take a gamble. You know what I'm saying? If you bet for $10,000 or $5,000, you won't put back in your bike whatever you gamble with. You know what I'm saying? You should know that, Custom Cuts. Ain't nobody going to walk around. You do that little $1,000 betting and shit. You know what I'm saying? If something going wrong with your bike, what are you going to do?
As long as I don't call none of y'all for no money, I'm good.
You going to mess your bike up over $1,000? Come on, man.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something. When it's about the sport, the money don't matter. It's about the sport.
It is about the sport, but you got to understand at the end of the day, it's about the money, too. Yeah, it is a sport. But Michael Jordan damn sure ain't playing no basketball for free. God damn it.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. I don't know what everybody else mechanic is doing, but my mechanic takes it light on me. I don't have to get out there and bet the kind of money in order to pay the bill. I don't have to do that. That's why I can afford to bet for $1,000 to $5,000 or $10,000. It don't matter.
but my camp need to be clicked up in order for me to get to those big numbers. If you come to the South, it's a better chance that you get them big numbers. If I have to travel to you, the numbers are going to be low. I'm going to go ahead and tell you that. I'm not going to get on the interstate with no $10,000 or $20,000 in my pocket. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do it. Wrong answer, Miami.
Well, I mean, I'm saying how it is. You know what I'm saying? If you clicked up and you this or that, if they're going to bet with you and they got faith in your bike, they're going to bet that money in your bike if they got that faith in you like that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to tell you, let me tell you something now. It's something that you don't know about. I rode to Carolina, and I bought enough money up that way. I bought a clique of guys with me. And don't you know, when I got up there with that kind of money, they tried to take my money away from me. I mean, no lie. They tried to take my money. So a lot of times, man, it's goons out there. It's goons out there that when they see you pull that kind of money out, they want that money. So either you're going to run.
That's why you keep goons with you.
I ain't got no goons on my side. You keep goons from mine.
You see what I'm saying? I'm straight out of Liberty City. You see what I'm saying? You know, when we travel, we don't trust no one. You see what I'm saying? Just like you say, I might, when I travel other places, people might come and try to, you know, take what I got. You see what I'm saying? So I keep people around me clicked up like that.
You exactly.
Guys,
right,
hold that thought 1 second. Custom Cut, let me patch in another guy, man. I was saying that the lines are full again tonight, so hold for 1 second.
Wow.
Okay. You all can continue.
Okay, but
okay.
Yeah. On the goon comment, I mean, I feel like if I got to take people through the track, I don't need to be doing this kind of hobby. I can go fishing and do other stuff, but, you know, a reasonable bet, let's do the race, because I'm going to tell you, the embarrassment means more to me than the money. You know, if I can beat a guy's head in and just make him just cry at the finish line like I did tackle box in the Dream Team and ACP, I mean, those guys cried the last time I beat them, and I want to make them cry again. I don't care what they're going through now. I want to make you cry.
I feel you. But I ain't going to cry. I ain't going to cry. I'm going to shake your hand after the race and say, good race, and I'm going to try you again when I come back.
When you come back, I done heard that story saying so many times, but they'll come back. When they come back betting on me. Mm.
Well, mm-hmm. I can't speak for everybody else. I can speak for myself.
I hear you,
that's
Miami.
It. I can speak for myself. I can't speak for nobody else.
I hear you, but I mean,
see, we're wrong with a lot of people now. Everybody going to jump in that bandwagon. It ain't all about that bandwagon. You know what I'm saying? You just got to be, if you got faith, be what it
right.
is. That's it.
So let me ask you a question. Why did you call the line tonight and all of a sudden call out Geronimo? I mean, what gave you that courage enough to call that line?
Because, for one, saw the bike when I've been down Valdosta. Two, I ain't really seen you run no more after that. Three, I ain't really seen you doing nothing with Black Caesar. So I seen you, that's the last race I saw you was you when you ran that bike. So I figured, okay, that's your bike. I thought it was your bike. I don't know somebody else. I don't know nobody else that owned that bike. I thought it was your bike.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm in.
Guys, I got another call. Let me patch Bud Light in here for 1 second, man. He said he been trying to get in the call, and I guess make it slow. So let me patch Bud Light in. Bud Light.
Yeah.
Okay, you on there.
I'm on.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Well, before you jump in, though, but like we got Cousin Cut and we gave the other guy name Miami, the nickname. So we're gonna let those two guys see if they can go on and iron out this race.
Yeah, I ain't gonna say nothing else. I ain't saying nothing.
So when is this race supposed to take place, Cousin Cut, between you and Miami?
I think October the 12th would be a good time because I don't want to stretch him too far because he's already at Miami and coming to Valdosta. That'd be a good meeting spot.
October the 12th, where?
Say what now?
We're at October the 12th.
You okay with that?
Yeah, we're destination. We're at pregnant.
Yeah, I think Bad Austin would be a good place.
I love Black Taylor.
Bad Austin.
Yeah, Bad Austin.
That's what it Bad is,
Austin.
Then. I get
South Georgia Motorsports.
I know. Trust me. You ain't got to tell me what it is. I know what that beat it plenty of times. Trust me. But we can do that.
You want to run an 8 mile now. Do I have to do to get you to run a quarter mile since you think Caesar is dead?
Well, I have to do the – listen, I have to try you in the 8 mile. You know what I'm saying? I got a 1,000. That's what I want to try you in. I want to try you in the 8 mile. I ain't asked about no quarter. You know what I'm saying? If I asked you about the quarter, then I would have run you in the quarter.
Okay, if you really want to get technical with it, you didn't ask to run Caesar in the 8 mile. You asked to run Geronimo in the 8 mile. So if you want to get cocky about the whole thing, I put you on the weaker horse.
But you said, what you said? You said you don't own that bike, but you can talk to Caesar. I say, well, okay, I'll run Caesar in the 8 mile too. It don't matter.
Okay, I mean, that's cool. Who ride? I don't know. I don't want to know. Don't tell me who riding your bike. I don't want to know how long it is. You just got a 1,000. As long as it ain't turbo, we straight.
When we get to the location, dude, Johnny Turbo, I don't deal with no turbo bike. What the fuck I'm going to do with a turbo bike? And Johnny Turbo, he ain't no builder anyway. He built a bunch of trash anyway, so I don't deal with him.
Okay, I mean, you know, hey, you say you up in Carolina and your bike up there, I mean, all you got to do is show up October the 12th. I'm going to be here. It ain't nothing but 30 miles down the road, a mile.
Ain't nothing but a thing. You know what
I mean? But I don't want you to forget that when this show go off, please get my number from Chris because I don't want no mistakes, Miami. I don't want you just somebody calling in just to hear their voice over the radio.
Trust me. I don't do that shit. Trust me. I don't read it when I say I'm real. Trust me, I'll give you my number over the line right now. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to hide my number nothing from nobody. You can call me right now. We can get off the line. We can discuss this right now. And all that talking and all that showboarding shit, we ain't got time for that.
Can I ask you something? How quick can you make it up here to Georgia? Because we can go ahead and get this race off, you know, this weekend or next weekend.
You ain't saying nothing but a thing. Trust me, you know. I don't work. You know what I'm saying? So I can leave any time of the night I want to. Trust me.
I mean, are you the rider?
Nah, I ain't no rider. Motherfucker, I weigh 405 pounds. I ain't no motherfucker rider. I'm the money behind the bike.
Okay, you the money behind the bike. But I think I suggest you to get offline and talk to your rider and talk to your crew, your clique, your bodyguard.
I don't have to talk to my rider because my rider's not in Miami. Trust me.
Okay.
My rider in the Carolinas. Trust me. I ain't got to get the phone to talk to my rider. But I guarantee you, if I call him, he will meet me there in Georgia.
Okay. We'll see.
Anything else?
We got another caller, man. You all hold that thought for 1 second. 3-2-3-4. Your line is open. 3-2-3-4, your line is open. Mr. Bud Light, do you have anything to say, man?
Hey, Chris, that last number, man, there's a lot of noise in that one.
Okay.
Boy, Alex, boy.
What?
Take over. That only words I got to say for you is take over. Conspiracy theory. Wow.
I don't own nobody. Hey, I thought we was on the same page, but sometimes we just ain't.
You know, if this was a perfect night for what I got to say right now, this is the perfect night, Chris. W-O-W. And Alex know what I'm talking about.
Hey, them guys, they want to run, they say they going to run.
Well,
hey,
locked in already.
Look, hey, I'm going to drink my beer, get tore up, and I just have my project done by the end of the year. And next year, I have my car and my bike done to do what I do. Because I don't have time to be sitting around waiting. I love the race.
Yeah.
I don't have no patience. Any race comes to me, and I'm at time to do it.
But whether you like it or not,
I don't have time to let nobody go home and then they tell me what they're going to do to me. No, hell no.
But whether you like it or not, you're involved. Whether you like it or not, you're involved because Dusty is going to ride that horse.
No,
so you're involved.
That's right. Doug is a grown man now, and he do what he do. They got their own race program, and I roll with them, but they race different from me.
What the hell?
I'm a fucking hardhead and a retard.
Hey, I'll light off, folks.
I love the race.
Yeah.
They can take one race at a time. I love to go in and do what I got to do.
Yeah. And
so I'm all here.
But Alex, I want to go ahead and tell you.
I'm
going to
run my bike to blow up that day.
I want to tell everybody out there that Sam Cook will be running Caesar. One shakedown off the truck, and we gonna do it. One shakedown. We all only get one shakedown, and we gonna do the race. Dusty versus
Trust. That's right. Same problem with him.
Yeah,
we got one of them. And they'll call Dust, and they'll do what they need to do. I'm being quiet.
We gonna open up these two lines. Three. 234 line is open and 6645 line is open.
Hey, you possum. I've been trying to get in for like 10 minutes.
There he is. There you go.
Yep.
Possum, do your job.
Can't wait for you.
Excuse me?
Ain't know you did it to. You still believe in it, right?
Black Caesar and Sam Cook is locked in. One shake down pass and then the race. Serious.
Yeah. All I can say, you better not blow up before then.
Man, I still don't blow shit up.
Well, see.
Hey, Alex.
Now,
Alex.
Hey, custom cut.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, this is Miami. I'm about to inbox my number to your cycle bike account. I'm about to inbox you the number right now. I'm about to inbox you my number.
And why you add it? Go ahead and add that you want to be my friend on cycle bike, and I'll go ahead and let you in.
I don't have no friends on cycle bike. I don't need no friends on no cycle bike. I don't do that bitch shit. That back and forth shit. I don't do that shit. I'm on cycle bike.
Yeah.
That's it. Ain't got time for all that trash.
Right.
We gonna race. We gonna race. If not, I ain't here to entertain nobody.
Okay. All right, Miami.
When
Alex, somebody got a question for you. Bud Light, you still there?
Yeah.
Somebody had a question for you.
What is it?
Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
Alex.
What?
Hey, look, check this out. What y'all be having going on at that thing y'all got Sunday up there at Piedmont?
Come about the damn bike ride?
Yeah.
Be packed now, you know, man. Raising shit. It'll be the track and it'll be good. But it ain't no bunch of races gonna come, not but bike races. You know what I mean? Bike, it'll be a
bunch. It ain't gonna be a bunch of races.
You might catch the old bike club dude. But as far as you gonna catch a bike or anything like that, you can do it.
I was thinking, the shit go well, man. I was trying to lean on Corey coming out on Sunday.
You think about coming down?
Yeah.
Well, fam.
Get on.
Yeah.
You must. You must be on satellite. You must be on satellite.
I'm on
Ike,
man. I had to
get out
there.
We
got all
the
fucking in and shit.
Okay.
Hey,
hold on.
We
got a TV. Hold on. We got another caller here, guys. 0655. Your line is open.
I'm just. Is the remote in here so I can get turned off?
0655. Your line is in.
No. Turn it off.
Okay.
Okay.
So, where are y'all going back to? Sam.
Yeah.
You gonna put BMF on him too, ain't you?
We already talked about that. He's gonna do his locked in race with Sam Cook, and then he said he'd figure it out. Let that man speak, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, that's y'all race.
Okay,
now. Hey, this was right, Papa Rocco, somebody at the JV for the race.
Excuse me?
Right, Papa Rocco be there. August 3rd. Hey,
yeah.
I want to repeat that. August 3rd, Piedmont will be jumping with a young blood. Yes, I said young blood, a.k.a. Scarface, the one they say that Chris don't let on this show. Grudge Talk Radio, Piedmont is having an event, a young blood event. The track will be great. Please participate.
Race will be off the chain.
August 3rd, the track will work. And
always does, don't it?
That's right. And it's very clean with marble tile floors in the bathrooms.
And
yes.
Bathrooms clean.
Yeah. Can
somebody tell me what about that guy that was on Psycho Bike that had the hand clutch? Can he come down there with we'll put AJ Bike in his ass? Will somebody will come down there. We'll run him motor gas and
who run the DJ on the radio? Come on now. Man, I'll let the man to go another room, man. Man, it sounds like somebody breastfeed on the radio. Man, who humming? Come on now. Man.
We got it. All right.
Chris,
let me,
that?
Who I don't.
Crazy, man? Why would people
let
do
me,
that?
Come out and spill the milk.
let me patch in another guy here for 1 second. Got cold for what?
I hope it ain't Mayo again. Man. Wow. Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, cuz you all can go in.
Say what now?
Oh, so you good to go. All
right.
All right.
Chris.
Uh-huh.
Hey, let him tell why Sam Cook tore his ass up. Can you do that for me, Chris?
Well, I was hoping somebody would come on.
I asked him, ask Priceless, what did Sam Cook do to his ass? That's all I asked. Because he said, there's no way we could have won. I mean, that's just what I heard. I wasn't there because I done fell out with everybody because I wanted to race the whole track. And my team didn't want to race the whole track. So I got drunk, hey, and what the fuck, homie got drunk.
Alex, I saw the video. They say, I saw the video. It was like you ran in front of Bryce's house.
Yeah, hey, man, he was smoking.
But, you know, I'd like to hear the other side. I'm glad Taco Box okay, but they don't fuck around. They fuck straight up and down. Shit.
Taco Box can't help what the hell that man does his damn tune.
Taco Box will wear to get home and burn them coals. You know what I'm talking about. I've been eating wiggle food. That shit good as hell. It's a whole lot softer than them damn niggas. I'm good.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
How the hell everybody
wheeling
with your fat ass on?
Because your ass won't there.
You know what
around,
it is?
You know what happened.
Hey.
Keep fucking around. What happens to you?
Hey, he pulled the first wheel in the damn life. Bastard.
No, I ain't the first one.
Ain't the first or the second one.
Oh, Pop Sam ain't riding.
He rode his own bike. And somebody get out there and, like, Jared Jones, cut. That back tie in the hit might be tried with him on his own bike.
Well,
that
Alex,
sound good?
Alex, I already
that
know
sound
that.
Good?
Your word don't mean nothing according to others, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, I feel that.
I mean,
you can bet this. By the end of the year or next year, I have my own bike, or you won't see me no more.
Right.
So I'll be
right.
Car racing or drunk sitting at the goddamn house because I love to race. That's what I love to do.
Alex, I really want to ask you a question, Alex, and I really want to be clear when I ask you this. Alex, would you be mad at me if I hand your son back to you like he was born, like a newborn baby? Because that's the way I'm going to hand him back to you August the 31st at the Rocket Hill.
I'm
going to hand him back like a newborn baby.
Guess what? He's a grown
a
man now. He's a grown
a
man. And he's a grown man, and his daddy is his enemy now. That's what
he's
saying.
It ain't like that.
So, no, it's the fuck it is, man.
And we're going to see where his little
bandwagon
at.
Hey, he say that I'm different from him. So he roll the way he roll, I roll the way I roll. But we all still cool, but he's a grown man now. He got to walk his own path. That's what he do.
But see, I used to listen to guys that used to latch on, but boy, when you take one or two losses, they leave you. And you know the only people that down with you is your family. You better realize that.
He don't think that. He think he did a piece of shit, but he got to learn. Everybody's around him, man. He winning. Everything gravy. And there's no hard feelings. He feel how he feel. And let him race and let him do his thing. You hear that, Sam?
Yeah,
Sam,
there you go.
Yeah.
Let him do his thing and let him race.
But
hey,
you know what?
He go
I
out
know
there
what
and whatever race he do, then that's what they hit. I mean, I'm just the type of person that all I'm going to do is what I do. I don't have to go very well, and I don't have to worry about nothing because he got a team around him that support him. I can stay home and drink. I don't have to go to the guy that drank no more.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I need to figure out if I need to be a meal car or a bike for somebody else to ride.
But you know what?
He got one of the best dancers on his team, too.
Huh?
I said, he got one of the best dancers on his team, too.
Who? Shit.
You, motherfucker.
Hey, he's his own man. He's his own man. Hey, I got to let him go, dog. You know what I mean? Everybody say, let him go. You know, let him be a grown man.
Oh, man, what you...
He make his own decisions. Hey, he's a great rider. He's raised good. And I lost over $10,000 showing him how to lose before he could be a winner. Yeah, I'm going to keep it gutter. I throwed him out in so many dumbass races Everybody like, why you keep on making him lose? Why you keep on doing that dumb shit? All them people behind him didn't spend a dollar. I did. But look what he turned out to be. A great rider. He is not scared to race. He will race anybody. I don't care what you weigh or what you do. He is a rider. He understands.
We know,
you don't
hey,
win them all.
As we know that, Adam, you tell us every week, man. I jotted it down. You know, I write shit down to keep up with it.
Hey, because like I tell him, all you can do in life is get out there and do you. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That motherfucker, hey, I don't exactly. care who you is on the other side. Little Daddy, Big Daddy, German Tiffany, Little Richard, and Little Richard ain't never beat him. Never came close to beating him. But back to what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The boy
but
don't
you know,
choke.
You know what, Alex, I'm going to tell
and all I told him, that's why I lost my money. Because sometimes he won the races that he wasn't supposed to win, and he come right over there and tell me, I won. He's in that position. He's in the deal. But guess what the deal was doing? How in the hell did you do that?
Yeah. I mean, I just don't
how
like.
To cut down the tree. He had to figure out how to race, man.
Yeah, I just don't like infiltrators. I just don't like infiltrators, you know. I take it back on this old saying right here. We's a family, and we's going to stay a family. That's what they need to fall back on right there. See, a lot of people don't forget that.
I love the race, man. I love the race. Like, when I was coming up, I was our rider. Me. I ran every light motherfucker it was. Me and Johnny never got to tangle, but everybody else, we tangled. And I was still fat and drinking beer. But I had that money, and I was my rider. And Dustin's way better rider than I ever was. But everything great. I just hope he do what he needs to do to be something.
As the world turns, is now over. Custom Cuts. What earlier this week you were talking about running tackle box this weekend. What was up with that?
I don't understand what you mean by the tackle box. Tackle box is down right now.
Yeah, but you said you'd lock in for this weekend. Remember that?
Yeah, if tackle box able to run, but obviously he's not. I mean, I already got an answer off the tackle box. They say he's down.
You knew he was down before then.
And you know, I take tackle box, said he's going to be out of commission for a couple of weeks. No, see it. I mean, you know, it is what it is. But,
all right, guys, hold it. Let me patch one more person in, man. Just hold for 1 second here. All right, you can continue.
He's a family, and we're going to stay the family. Alex, you still on?
Yep.
Okay. Hey, I got a question this year.
Tim?
I don't know if y'all did Panther talk about what he was going to talk about last week already.
No, I'm going to leave that deal alone because it just looks like it's better just to leave that alone for now.
About
I will
what?
Throw it out there, though, but for with the stuff that did, I haven't heard from anybody from that, so that just not good for me just to leave that alone.
Oh, you're talking about what, last week?
Okay.
I went home because I drank. I went home finished getting drunk. That's right. That's what happened.
Yeah.
That was what it is.
Boy, Alex, boy, when I see you in North Carolina,
my son, hey, look. Me and my son don't see eye to eye a lot. He is a great damn rider. One of the best. And I spent a lot of money that. But he was spoiled. And anybody who know me, they know how spoiled is that. He had everything. He had a damn good 10 at 13 years old. So he's a great rider, and I wish him the best in doing what he do. And
I mean,
it's paying off. But that's
not,
what I
this,
do.
Not,
I
this,
can't hate on him.
Alex, this is not E! True Hollywood Stories now. Come on. I mean, we're telling grudge talk. I mean,
boy, hey,
there's a man with a hand that's going to fuck your ass up.
This man is about to cry.
Do you hear me, CC?
I mean,
what'd you say? The man with the who?
The man with the hand is going to get your ass involved. Up.
The man with the hand?
Tackle box. They're going to punish your ass involved, buddy.
Hey, I heard that tackle box got a metal hand now. Tackle box, hey, if you listen to me, I got WD-40, baby. I got a can of WD-40.
That man's okay. He damaged his left hand. He was all tore up if it was going to be his right.
I heard they went in there to give him a hand transplant, but he gave him a vasectomy.
That man was on the track saying, at least it ain't my right hand.
Man,
oh,
I
didn't read the internet. Who did he beat on that pass? Who did he beat on that pass? I didn't hear who he beat.
He beat me.
Wow.
My
mic's turned.
WOW. He
wrecked
and still beat my ass.
Hey, Alex, what'd you say?
WOW? Sam?
Yeah.
Tell the man you win it, man.
No. That man beat my ass and he won't even on the fucking bike. Not close. That man right before the traps and he still beat me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well. Wow, that's
there,
crazy.
But if you was there, CC, you'd know exactly what the fuck happened too.
Oh, here come the excuses.
But one thing everybody
can tell you, everybody that's seen it knows exactly what happened.
Yeah, but you gonna tell the story, you might well tell him.
No, it's not in what.
But what I'm saying is,
you
coming down the weekend for real? And test that damn turn.
Yeah,
you
man.
People act like a boss can't be beat. Damn.
Sam, we gonna do kill zone or you care to kill zone?
That's what I'm trying to get to the Sunday.
Uh oh.
Yeah, more likely I'm going to be down there because I got a phone call yesterday, and, you know, so I'm leaning towards it.
That's why I told everybody to keep on whooping. I started to tell him when you was on there going that big night today, tell him shit. We'll put a lighter man on your bike, Little Richard, and show him that Sandy can't handle you. But, you know, everybody will call him that dick rider and everything. Then we would put a lighter man on your bike. And we could beat the goddamn hell out of them. The goddamn hell out of them. On Sam.
Hey, Alex.
We'd have drained Katrina. And then I've seen
it
to them all. You got head buster. What the hell we need with fucking head buster?
Alex,
we don't respect head buster.
I got one question for you about the racing because this is Grudge Talk Radio. The race with cocaine, with tackle box. I mean, can you tell me what actually happened in that race? Because
I done fell out boys because we put a whole lot of money.
Now, I'll tell you what happened. I can tell you what happened.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. They race. Randy probably detuned the damn bike. Bike didn't make
a
clean pass.
On the internet.
Fucking did it. Huh?
On the internet, they said that was the worst they ever saw cocaine bike run. I mean, I want y'all to kind of elaborate on that.
It was probably the worst it ever run. But
right.
Dusty did his job, and Sam Cooke did his thing, and that's what the fuck happened. The wind light came on like it was supposed to. The wind light came on in the left lane like it was supposed to. But no, they ain't going to pull no punches. Cocaine didn't make no clean pass. It was a turd.
Okay, it was a turd.
Look, Sam, it's just like when we race and they say we ain't got enough money, but they were cool with $2,500.
Look at
motherfuckers don't get mad till they lose.
I'll say this. The Dream Team, excluding one person, are some cool ass cats. That's all I'm gonna say.
And the one person that we ran is the owner of the bus.
I guarantee you he ain't have but $20 in the pot.
Okay, all jokes aside, now I really want to know what happened the second race because I heard they ran two times. What happened the second race?
No. They didn't run two times.
Wow.
Who did Kingpin run?
Nobody.
He ran goddamn N2D, some turds. They probably on him.
He spent right.
We supposed to be rich right now. That's why I fell out and left.
You know what? You know what?
We're gonna beat the hell out of the whole damn track, including C. I told that black motherfucker I planted him at Rockingham. I ain't seen nothing but a little bit of frizzy ass hair.
Now, Alex. I want to go ahead and stop the show right now. And I know Tackle Boss, I'm willing to do this for you right now. I would cut off my left hand to have your left hand and sew my good black hand on your body. Are you willing to do that right now? Are you willing to do that, Tackle Boss? Because I want to see how bad you want to get back out here. I'm willing to sew my good hand on your bad body. Are you willing to do that, Tackle Boss?
You'll see that, man. What do you think you're going to see him?
I cool, Jared.
Man, y'all just don't know. Me and Tackle Boss texting right now. Tackle Boss, hey, I'm here for your brother.
Hey, CC, hey, Sam.
Yeah.
Always remember, they after us.
Oh, man.
Dumbass.
The what?
They have to kick our ass now.
Who?
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Brainwashed. Wow.
Who about to kick our ass?
But like I said, though, shit, I'm going to put a goddamn intake, a goddamn mass air meter, and some gas on my Escalade. That's what I'm going to race.
So he talking about a car. Okay, well, he's in another class then.
You goddamn right.
Oh, he talking
man,
about a car.
And I got my Mustang I'm going to build. Because I'm going to tell you about bike racing.
Man, it's an infiltrator.
If you win one or two races, you're done.
It's going to hit the fan already. It's going to confuse in North Carolina. Yes, sir. Oh. It's going to confuse up that way. Y'all better get it right before I come, because I'm going to expose all of you when I come up that way.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
I want to expose it now. Get it out the way.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Still whoop you with Rick Flair. You don't want to do nothing.
Hey, put your thumb in your mouth and go to bed.
Hold on.
Put him back on the phone.
What?
Hey, little man, put your thumb in your mouth and go to bed, okay? This grown folks talking, okay?
You need to ride no motorcycle? I got some.
Hey, you better go to bed and wipe the snot out your nose, okay? Put your thumb in your mouth, okay? Hey, Alex, don't be putting no more kids on the line now, because I go hard on them now.
What?
I said, don't be putting no more kids on the line now, because, hey, well, it's a grown man's game now. Hey, Alex, I ain't forgot about your little boy now. Hey, not Alex, but Possum, your little boy kind of left an imprint in my jeans now.
Well, he's ready to kick you again because he's still talking about you. He'll be back August 31st, and I'll even put a Superman shirt on his ass for you.
I got to I ain't messing with
that. And guess what? His name is Alex, too.
Wow. Superman. What's this thing about Superman? I mean, hey, you know, I hear everybody talking about Superman on Psycho Bike. I know y'all ain't trying to call Justice Superman. More like Sandman.
No, but he does impossible shit, though, don't he?
Hold your thought there for 1 second, man. We got another caller here. We're going to open up the line. 7423. Your line is open. 7423, your line is open.
He's too busy giving his truck gas.
Mute button.
Yeah.
He had back surgery, and he got rid of it.
It died 236-3558.
Somebody had back surgery. Sound like they need to go back and hold.
All right, let me try one more. 7423, man. Your line is open.
3-6-35-58.
We're not discussing the prison 30, numbers.
5-68.
Somebody's saying their prison number. This is not prison. Hang up the phone.
Prison ID.
I'm not putting no money on your books. Custom Cuts is not putting no money on your books. Hang up the phone. Chris, is Miami still on the line?
No, we lost connection to Miami.
Good. He was talking crazy anyway. Is Alex still on?
Yeah, we still got Alex.
Yeah, I feel sorry for poor Alex. Man.
Man, why don't you leave that mess alone?
Wow. I mean, take over right under his nose. Wow.
It must be under my nose because I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
You know what? You need to be quiet, Geppetto. You're the ringleader. Geppetto, you're a ringleader.
Oh,
ringleader.
Okay.
Ringleader. And I'm waiting for Amos to get on the line.
He's already been listening to you. He's on the line.
Oh, Amos. He ain't gonna answer that. He ain't gonna answer that. But he'll say something in a minute. Give him one.
There you go.
Hey, Amos and Andy, what's going on, fellas? What's going on? I mean, double trouble. Chris, I think you know this is a new tag team in the Grudge game, Ike and Possum. You know, whenever you call one, the other one's automatically on the line. I don't know how they got that set up with Sprint.
Come on, we're going to lose connection. Hold that for 1 second, because let me get Bud Light back home, man. He said, for some reason, he lost connection. So hold on for a little bit, let me get Bud Light back home.
Don't you all ask this.
Chris.
Yo.
Oh. You.
Okay, we got you back on.
I want all the cuffs cut.
Oh, wow. Your wish is my command. What's going on, my friend?
TV.
Yes, sir.
Hey. You know, Nick over here, he ain't got a little pendant. He got a little damn KX65.
Right.
Hey, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, can you call and touch in Nick? Nick just got dropped off.
Nick was on, but he was
Alex, you got to speak a little clearly. Clearly, you were breaking up. What did you say? Alex, listen, before you try to complete a sentence, please go to the store and put some more minutes on your phone. You're breaking up.
You don't want to do nothing. But, hey, we're going to run on the track, off the tree.
Well, I mean,
that's cool too.
Alex, you're breaking up. I mean, you need to get in a better area. Walk outside or something. Or go
hey, can anybody else hear me?
You breaking
everybody
up?
Everybody else can hear me, Gamer.
Okay, now you're clear.
Now
you're clear.
You were breaking up, though.
I would. Well, Nick said if Cuck and Cuck want to do something the 31st, we'll bring the 65. He going to ride it. Cuck and Cuck can ride. We'll run today. Head up, whatever you want to bet. You can ride up to 125, CC.
Yeah, I mean, what you talking about, dirt bike?
Off the tree. Yeah, off the tree.
Look, for first of all, I don't play kids games, okay?
No. We talking about money. Money ain't kids games. I'm telling you, we will run you with a dirt bike, with whatever you want to bet, with a 9-year-old boy on a KX65, and he's heavy.
Okay.
You want to do. Lightweight.
I don't play kids' games. Leave the 9-year-old at home, okay? And put his thumb in.
Come on, Nick. Come on, tell him. Come on, tell him.
Oh, man, come on. Do we have to...
Nick, he'll tear your ass up. Hey. The one. He's the one with the mouth.
Wow, that's crazy.
He's the one of us.
Put him back on the line so I can tell him how to stick his thumb in his mouth and go to bed.
But we're going to give you a gig 125.
I want to know what's next for Katrina.
What now? What was the question?
He wants to know who's next for Katrina.
He want to know about the Katrina bite.
He said he wants to know who is next for Katrina.
Oh, not custom cuts, though. I can't run with Katrina. I'm here to tell you, everybody, tonight, I cannot run with Katrina bike. It is faster than my bike. So leave me out of that conversation about Katrina.
Uh-oh. You give everybody else the one to race right there. But back one time, Nick, you was up this motherfucker.
Damn, that conversation was short.
Shut up, Nick.
Wow. What was the question again? It was breaking when you asked. What was your question again?
Hello. Hey, is Kills on still on the line? Is Kills on still on?
It should be. Like your line is open too.
There
you
go. Say what now?
12 kills on. He lost a predator last year.
I will do, little guy. Can I
ask you something? Look, Gil's on. He gave you hell when we looking at DVDs the other day.
Wait, put him on my phone, Alex. I want to ask him who posted he got on his wall.
Man, hell no. He ain't getting on that no more.
Man, I know it.
He said, who posted you got on your damn wall? Who posted you get? Yeah.
Custom cut. I heard that. Custom cut.
Custom cut.
There we go, little buddy. You know what? When I come to North Carolina, you got $10. You got $10 out of my pocket. You walk up to me, I'm going to give you $10. Crisp. You walk up to me, little buddy, I'm going to give you $10. And look.
You didn't do a third bite, boy.
Oh, I thought it was
Kill Zone.
No, you don't know
that Kill Zone. There we go. Boy, I'm over here shedding a tear now. Boy.
Hey, look, Damo. Hey, he used a snake. He won't bail on Kill Zone. Because we looked at DVDs the other day.
Man, I'm about to cry over here, man. I got, man, hey, Alex, man, you know what, man? You're all right, man. You're all right.
No, I got it. The damn bulls are hanging on his wall. That's the goal. I'm going to tie your ass up.
Hey, where's Killzone at? I got to ask him a question. You know, is Ike on the line? I know he don't think too much on this, unless Possum say something. I don't know. Okay, here's a question out there. Since Killzone ain't on, Ike is not on. Is Alex, Possum, Ike Turner, and Killzone, are y'all a team now? Because on the internet,
hey,
it's
Chris,
like one.
Ike said you need to unmute Ike Turner. He just sent me a text that you got to unmute him.
Cool.
I mean,
Mike is unmuted.
I want to know, is it a click out there? Is it a private click going on? Alex,
no.
Killzone, Ike, and Possum.
No, he just come out the same camp. But what y'all going to do when that bitch roll out my trailer?
Well, I mean, you know, one thing I know about it, you're going to have somebody else on it. It won't be you. It'll be somebody outside another camp, and I think it'll be Dusty. So that will be another camp. So are y'all clicked up?
No, not that I know of.
Wow. Alex, can you answer a question? Are y'all clicked up with Possum, Ike, and Killzone? Alex? Wow. Silence is the number one answer for me.
Chris, Ike said he's still muted. He's trying to talk.
Well, his line is open. I don't have him muted.
Tell him to pay his bill, and maybe they'll let him speak. Come on, Ike.
Man.
I'm not having a problem talking, and I know I'm late every month.
He said he texted me, said he's screaming in the phone. He's got to be muted.
Tell him to turn it. He got the phone upside down. Tell him to turn it the other way.
He said, Chris, you
better tell him I'm getting ready to hang up in his face. Tell him to recall back.
Hey, Chris,
okay.
You hear me?
Huh?
He got the phone upside down. Talking about he's screaming in the phone. Really? Come on, man. Come on. People make any kind of excuse not to be heard. Wow. This is crazy. Tackle Box, if you out there listening, brother, I really want to say something to you. You know, one-on-one, if you press one, can you press one on your phone? I know you can press one on your phone. I got something to tell you, Tackle Box. And this, the heart-to-heart, this straight-up grudge.
You hung up on me, Chris.
Wow.
You hung up on me, dude. You didn't hang up on Nick. Nick's last four numbers is 7082.
I want to talk to Tackle Box. I want to talk to my brother.
Custom Cuts. Everybody's line is open now.
Custom Cuts.
Oh, here we go.
There it is.
I just called AT&T and paid my bill. My shit working now.
There we go. There we go, Yahtzee. Yeah. Okay. What's on your mind, Ike?
You were saying was me, Possum, Killzone, and Alex a crew?
Yeah.
What you was asking.
Bud
Light is the crew. That's what you gotta understand that.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
This better answer your question. I'm going to run slap over top of Killzone. Now what?
What the? I mean, hold on. This is not the way it's supposed to be. I mean, y'all supposed to be trying to be after me. I mean, no running Killzone. Y'all supposed to be a Legion from what I heard on the internet.
No, that's how
we ain't no Legion. It ain't like that.
That's how you.
We just let we brought him to the promised land, player. We brought him to the promised land.
Wow.
There you go.
You know
wow.
what I'm saying? We are the same shop, but you see that we don't mind. Like Alex tell y'all all the time, we will race each other. And
okay,
I don't think BMF won't run Sam Cooke. You crazy. It already happened.
Okay, when will we see that? When will we see that?
You seen
I mean,
that
y'all
year.
Can see him.
You seen it a year ago. You watched Dustin whoop my ass because he beat me on Ric Flair when I was on Stormtrooper. We do that all
okay.
the time, man.
Okay. Well, Chris, I got a question for the host of the show. Chris, do it seem like a private legion is being formed behind our bike? I mean, can you answer that? I mean, do you think so?
What was your question, man?
Do you
hey,
think
hey,
a private...
Chris, sorry, Custom,
oh.
cuz.
Wow.
Unmute 9017. That'll answer all your questions.
9017, line is open.
Yeah, this me right here. Hey, Custom Cut.
I asked the question. I just want an answer to it. Just simple answer. That's all.
Nah, we not a team, man. We just pause them. I, you know, they built out for me and all that shit, man. And you know, they've been speaking up for me and all that. So you know, I respect them. And yeah, really, they've been like, I don't know them like that, but they've been more a better friend to me, goddamn, than motherfuckers I hang around. You see what I'm saying? You know, they didn't put no money in my bike. You know, the only thing they did was give me advice and lead me in the right direction. So,
the promised
you know,
land. And we ain't promised him no land.
Wow. So let me ask you a question now. If it was two bikes left on the face of this earth, that's Possum bike and your bike, would you hesitate to call him out?
I'm going to let you answer your own question.
Okay, well, ask me a question, and I answer then. Ask me a question. Do you really think I'm scared to run anybody out there? Killzone, all jokes aside, do you actually think I'm scared to run anybody out there? Let's take the money out the game. Money out the game, free race. Do you actually think I'm scared of anybody? If you take the money out of the game right now, let's put free race just bragging rights. Do you actually think I'm scared to run anybody? Locklear, Bowles, all those guys, man, it ain't nothing but a race. It ain't nothing but a race. It don't matter to me.
You really ain't saying that because if they took AIDS out the game, we'll try to hit all the women too. You ain't really saying that. It's the risk that's involved that makes you change your mind and make your decisions differently. You understand what I'm saying?
You know what, Ike, if you want to try to philosophize tonight, I mean, it's your world, brother. It's your world. But this, I want everybody to understand, this is coming from a man who just paid his phone bill 5 minutes ago and is able to get on the line. I mean, come on.
Hey, man, isn't the internet wonderful?
Yeah.
Now, I got a race with him, too. Now, I'm going to have to beg Killzone to do this.
Wow.
But, and he probably going to say no. Would you be above running Killzone 1000 with a light rider on it?
I already done called Killzone out one time, and Killzone said his bike can't run with mine. Quarter mile, I run Killzone with no rider on it.
Hey,
light rider, no rider, it don't matter.
I say bullshit.
This man said
he ain't scared to run nobody, but I know one bike that he just can't seem to lock horns with.
What bike is that?
BMF.
Oh, man, come on, man.
So
what
are you scared of? Can we not do something at a rock?
Come on.
Come on.
No, let's do this right.
9:30, BMF will be in the lane. Call us for CC. Larry, you call the pot.
Killzone, don't let these guys put you in a situation that you ain't comfortable with. You know you can't stay there with my bike. Don't even put yourself out there. I can't stay there with a lot of bikes out there. I'm not going to throw myself out there like that.
Because your bike runs like from 720 to 730, man. Come on.
And to be real with you, Custom Cuts, these street bikes ain't far off from that. Now read between the lines.
And you're right. Street bikes ain't far off from what my bike running. But you know what? Get one of those street bikes to run me then.
I actually happen to own one of those bikes.
Okay, well run me here though, with you on it.
Isn't that a coincidence? Oh,
with you on it.
with you on it. You barely got by Kilo. While you talking, you barely got by Kilo. And you know what? If Taco Boss run you again with Kilo, I bet on Taco Boss. That shows you how much confidence I got in you, right?
I tell you what, if Taco Boss run me again, I'm going to bet with Taco Boss. How about
Thank
that?
You.
I bet
Thank
you would.
You.
No,
I bet with Taco Boss.
No, don't try to put sugar in this. I bet with Taco Boss. Don't try to join up.
Don't try to swing from that, man. Hey, it's, Jared, don't try to swing from Taco Box Nuts because you done clowned him with his wreck. Come on, man.
What you talking about clown here? I was the first one to pick Taco Box.
Yeah, you wanted to jump on him on Psycho Bike. Mm, I know.
Man, come on. Taco Box is my friend. He's my brother, man. He's my brother.
You keep thinking
he's your brother. Hey, you can say what you want to. Ain't nothing going to come between me and Taco Boss. I love you, man.
You're right. Ain't nothing going to come between you and that ass weak and you're going to get from him and Boss Officer.
Pop.
Yeah.
Can I borrow your bike?
Nobody rides my bike.
See how you see that?
That's why I own my own stuff. I got my own title. I pay my own bills. I ain't got to ask to borrow nobody else stuff. Can I borrow you and get turned down right on the air?
No, the thing is,
I got something else for him he can sit on. Now what?
This supposed to be your boy. No, you can't ride it. Wow.
No, he can't ride my turd. He can't ride my turd, okay? So I got something. There ain't a turd that he can damn sure sit on.
Hey, Chris, can you see what I'm getting at with this? Can you see how it's a domino effect with those guys? One answer, the other one, you know, say something. Killzone, come from the dark side, brother. Come from the dark side. You don't have to be that. Take off the black helmet and
put
on the white helmet.
Wait the Killzone ride his bike for the first time. You going? That he probably gonna smile for 3 days.
Okay. Okay,
I'm gonna go and put it out there for you. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna go ahead and just give you a brief preview. You know my bike is Stormtrooper, right? That's all it is, Stormtrooper on the street time. I'm gonna put it out there.
I don't care what it is, really. I don't care what it is.
That's why I won't run you with my bike. Because if I run your bike on the street time, I might as well sell that some bitch.
Hey, look, all I know, y'all had the bike on Psycho Bike and wasn't nothing. If it was such a champ, wouldn't nobody buy it for 10 stacks with everything on it but the motor? If it was such a champ, somebody would have jumped on it. Nobody had bite on it, so now it's back in y'all's camp.
If he only knew, buddy, you can clown all you want, but you really don't know.
You think somebody going to post in an open forum to buy a bike like that, or are they going to send private messages? Like, honestly, think about that.
Well, I'm going to tell you like that. All I need to know is that you're thinking about it at the shop right now because it's your bike now, so continue to do what you do with it. Didn't nobody buy it. It ain't gone. But if I put C's on the line, it's gone time I put on it. Time I put it on the website, it's gone. Now,
man,
I bet that.
Stormtrooper be out real soon for you, baby. That's all I got to say for you. You said I had to borrow a bike, but I told you a couple of shows back that I done already bought me a bike. I'm like, feels on. I'm waiting on it to be done. That's all.
Okay. You got Stormtrooper. Okay. Whoop-de-dee. It didn't sell. It's back under the ranks now in your shop. Okay. It's straight. I mean, so what? I mean, bring it out and win something. What you mean for? You ain't spending that money for nothing, is you?
Yeah, well, I'm going to have some fun with the street type bike first. I'm going to let Dusty play with Stormtrooper.
Okay, all right, okay. Well, like I say, if Taco Boss get back on Kilo, I bet on Taco Boss. And you know what? Just so y'all won't say it's some kind of fault in the game, I give Taco Boss the money, and he can bet it wherever he wants to. He can bet it on the winner, or he can bet on the loser. It don't matter to me. But the beautiful part
about the Dream Team is they have no money shortage whatsoever. I don't even think you need that $300.
You know what? It don't matter to me because I know one thing. Ain't nobody rich. Ain't nobody on this line right now rich. Ain't nobody on here rich.
Well, I beg to differ. I ain't going to put him on blast, but it is somebody on this line rich. And we're going to just leave it alone.
Well, we all know it ain't you because it took you 3 hours to get on here. So, I mean, I ain't worried about that. We all know it ain't Ike Turner. And we know it ain't custom cut.
It's not. Ike ain't rich, boy. And you told the truth.
Oh, shit.
I was
you damn right. I damn sure ain't.
Because I don't speak for nobody else's pockets. The only pockets I can speak for is me. And I'm not rich, but I'm willing to bet what I can stand. And y'all already know what that is.
I feel you. See, Jerry.
Yeah, you already know what it is. Killzone, you still on the line? You kind of quiet tonight. Killzone, now, are you willing to run me head up with your bike?
Nope.
With me riding?
No, yes, with you riding Killzone and with poor old custom cut, 145 pounds soaking wet. Are you willing to run me?
I think Killzone will do that if I'm riding your bike.
Why don't y'all let Killzone answer his own question? Why Possum got to answer everybody's question? Killzone, can you answer that, bro? For real now.
Listen, Doug, I think you be thinking too far ahead, man. If Doug want to ride my bike, cousin says, man, he can ride my bike to run you.
No. I'm gonna make it good for you, Killzone. Since I already asked
you
the question.
No, the thing is, you can't make it good for me. I'm 210 pounds, and you 140 something. You think I'm finna run your bike?
No. Oh, what man. I'm saying is, I put my brother on my motorcycle, and he'll run you, and he 220 pounds.
What you waiting on?
We ready.
Let me show you how we're going to quarter mile with my brother on it.
No, ain't nobody. We'll do this at the Rock.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna make it better for you.
Don't let nobody make a fool out of you.
We ain't gotta wait till the Rock, okay? I'm gonna try to come get down there to where you at, Valdosta.
Let's do it Friday night.
How we gonna do it? See, you talk slick too. I told Adam earlier that I was gonna try to get the Piedmont Sunday because the bike supposedly be ready. You see what I'm saying? See, just like you came on Cycle Bike and told Tackle Box you had to lock in. How this man ain't gonna lock in? He just had a fucking accident.
I don't know nothing about that. I ain't know about that until yesterday.
Oh, I bet you did.
But what I'm saying is, no matter how slick I talk, you say my bike won't run up at 720s and 730s. Since you feel that confident, put Dusty on there. And I run you whenever you want me to run you, because right now you linked up with somebody gonna leave you hanging, so I go ahead and put you out there. Let's do it then.
Yeah, we're gonna put it out there. Killzone, I want a piece of that pie. How about that?
Yeah, get a piece of that pie.
I'm gonna calm down, but no, we gonna talk about this race with Custom Cut Brother and me. That's race I want to talk about.
Yep, good.
Okay,
man, just slipped up.
When can we do it?
That's right.
I got 5 or 6 step brothers. So I mean, it don't matter to me. When you want to do it?
If everything go well with the bike, we can do it next Saturday, next Friday.
Next Friday in Valdosta.
Exactly.
Yes, sir. We can do it. And I'll call my brother from down there in Florida. He can do it. We'll do it.
That's a done deal, then.
Man, you know Custom Cut talking about his brother. He ain't talking about one of his blood brothers. He finna call up somebody to ride his bike for him.
Let me tell you something. My stepmama is
he your stepbrother now?
No, I said my stepmama is a Mexican, and I got a Mexican stepbrother, so I'm not... No, Killzone, you can say if you want to. It's my brother.
Hey, listen, don't worry about it.
My brother from another mother.
Now he's your stepbrother. Now he's Mexican. Don't worry about it, man.
Look, guys, we got five callers here in line, so we're going to go on and open up the line. They've been on for a while. 9164. Your line
is
open.
So racist on here. So racist on here. Wow.
9164. Your line is open.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hello? Hey, this is Hard Rock, yeah. Man. I got G on the phone, and we trying to find Tudor, man. Anybody got Tudor number? You got his number, Custer Cut?
I can get it. I can get it. Ain't no problem, Rob.
I just trying to find me a racist fan at home. I'm trying to lock me a racist fan.
Well, you got two Street Child 1000s on the line right now. You got Killzone and you got Ike Turner on the line. I mean, fellas, y'all got Lil G. Y'all got Lil G on the line right now.
Man, I told Lil G. Now, see, I'm going to do like you do. Lil G, you too fast for me, though. I'm gonna bow down.
Wow.
Okay. I posted Lil G on Psycho Bike. I told him he got a nice package. I'm going to leave him alone for right now.
Right.
Yeah.
No, you said that. You said that. You said that.
Okay. Okay, Killzone, what about you? I mean,
hold up, I didn't hear what you say, Nancy.
Is somebody in y'all class?
Man, Killzone on the slick, dog. What you talking about? Lil G got a street bike.
Well, like I say, you know, hey, the guy chimed in. He want to raise. You already doggone took your tail, though. I mean, I'm asking Killzone.
Well, G already locked in with Frank them down out of Duval, so they're being augmented. You know, we got that thing going on, just that and augmented. Even though it's a car, there's some cars running, but I ain't got no curfew, so hell, I could run to 3 o'clock in the morning if I want to. We got a lot of grudge bites coming. Show a little bit of us in augmented. This Saturday, July the 20th, augmented Georgia, US 19th Dragway.
I can try to get I can do some talking and try to get a bike from around this way there. I mean, hey, G, you for sure you want to have your bike there?
Yeah, I'm guaranteed to be there.
Okay, I try to work on these boys around this way. I ain't going to call no names, but y'all know who I'm talking about. I think I can get that bike out the trade.
Yeah, I know exactly
who you're
talking about. I think they're supposed to be there because I know they're supposed to be. I know my other little homeboys and my other homeboys don't call them out. I think they don't talk to them. So I know they're supposed to be there because they're supposed to. They supposed to be trying to run my other little partners around the way.
You know Killzone. I mean, are you willing to run Killzone with his flat slick?
Man, I know y'all run Killzone. I know he on the slick. I ain't finna get out there
and
just run
out of the slick. And you know what? I want everybody to understand who this man is talking to y'all right now. He's one of the guys that came up to North Carolina that supported me. When the pot tried to be too. But you know what? To show him love, I bet half of the pot when he run Killzone. Now what?
I
bet half the pot.
Lil G, I got a question for you, dog.
Oh, here
What's
we
that?
Go.
Hey, the only thing I want to know is how much do you ride away?
Man, I don't know, man.
Don't do that. Man, don't tell him, G. Don't tell him.
I'm just being honest. I don't know. See, when I came in the racing game, man, I'm gonna be straight up with that. That's why I don't get into that running like the ball from South Carolina, the ball from like North Carolina, you know, and the ball, you know what I'm saying? Them kind of ball, they on a different level. They do their own thing. They on a different level. But see, I'm from the country. I'm from we show up at the track. We run what we brought. You know what I'm saying? We don't be looking to try to see what kind of ride you weigh. We be like, if you got the same setup we got, like, if you looking like we look, you should just get in that other lane, man. That's just how we always ran down here in the country.
Let me tell you
If I look at your bike and your bike look like my bike, you can go get you a 90-pound rider. Your rider can weigh 80 pounds if you want to. I don't care. All I want to do is get in that water bottle.
So who you ran so far this year?
I ain't ran everybody
yeah.
called to run. They're biking out and buying down. You know, I called two down and when we was in Velocity run. He didn't want to do nothing. I called them boys out in Florida. You know what I'm saying?
J-1000.
They didn't want to do nothing.
I went
to Twins. You think when I was in Twins, a few times I was just ready to run. You know what I'm saying? I can't.
Run
so
what you wrong is about dead.
Yeah.
G, this is where I was going with it. I weigh 190 pounds. I was trying to ride my bike myself.
But if you got a flyweight, that ain't no problem. I do too. That's all I was asking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I got a flyweight. He's lightweight. Now I ain't gonna tell you that. He's a lightweight.
That's all I needed to know, cuz. You didn't have to go specific with it. Like I said, you know my told
you. No, I'm just saying my countrymen. When I spoke that, because I want everybody to know, like, before he met Jerry, he got the way he was, he already knew I don't raise Jerry plenty of time. You know what I mean? Jerry don't bump heads, man, like all the time. When Jerry got that bike he got right now, and Jerry started trying to run the ball for North Carolina, Virginia, and all that, you feel what I'm saying? That's when he got into that, you know what I'm saying, that way everybody not want to weigh their bikes up, they want to weigh their riders up, you know, they want to do all this. That's why I like to run my people, like, ride in my little area, man, because we just used to run and you show up at the track, and you sound like me, man, we used to just run. We ain't never do all that. How much you ride away, weigh him up, and weigh your tank up, weigh your bike up, that's just taking away from the grueling race, man.
Y'all say that, man, but how can y'all, when y'all got lightweight, how the hell can you complain about weight?
I just picked my router because he was light, and I just picked my router because I just like the way he rolled. I don't have different routers on my bike.
Like in North Carolina last year, he came to North Carolina with.
I pick my riders off skills. If I can see they can ride real good, that's the kind of ride I want on my bike. You know, Jeremy, I know Jeremy don't wear no. Jeremy's not no featherweight. Jeremy don't got some weight on him. And I throw Jeremy on my bike every day and race anybody. And don't be caring what your rider size is missing me.
Okay, Killzone, will you race Jeremy on G bike?
Who the hell is Jeremy?
You Rossi. Come on now. You used to ride the dope fiend. Right, he
you
done got fat now.
I mean, anybody, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what kind of bike they have, man. Long, I mean, as long as there ain't no turbo, no shit like that. Whatever. If they give my fucking weight, I don't have no fucking problem racing, man. Y'all should have known that by now, goddamn.
But I'm saying that's why I'm racing on kids. That's why I'm racing on dogs, because everybody can't wait what you want them to weigh. That's the thing. That's the thing. If I'm finna race a person, and if I think I got a chance with them, goddamn, I'm gonna race them. Like, if they're lightweight, but if they're my weight, it ain't no question. Yes, you have a race. But if you're lightweight, yeah.
I mean, goddamn thing, because you got to look at all my fucking races I ran this year, goddamn. Shit, it wasn't out of my weight.
Nah, G, let me ask you something. You on hard
right
now.
Because
I want to ask y'all a question.
I was in Twiz when you raced on the Pelder bike, man, and that rider was about the same. My transmission was fucked up when I was still trying to race.
And that, I mean, we ain't got no problem with that.
That was my fault.
With no problem. That's
all right,
y'all.
Hold on a minute. Look, G, here we go. You remember I told you on now. You coming back to Bad House on October 17th?
Yeah, I'm coming.
All right, you know my bike, right? The black one. Come find
right,
me. You got to wait for me
yeah.
October the 17th. Like I say, I have my rider there. That's all I needed to know was I riding or was my rider riding. You got to race with me. It's just that simple.
Okay, now, G, I need to ask you a question. Now, you on Hard Rock. When we came up to North Carolina last year, they put Caleb against me. We didn't even ask who was riding L bike. We just pulled up and we betted the money and we went out to the race. That's what kind of racers we are. We don't ask about no weight. We don't ask about that.
Motherfucker, you
weigh 100. I ain't never got into how much. I don't want to look at your ride. I ain't never want to look at your ride. Joe Rogers is saying the trailer locked up on the truck locked up. Only thing I want to do is look at your bike. If your bike look like mine, your bike side up like mine. Man, we get in that water box. That's all I can say. Let's get in the water box. Let's try it. Let's do it.
Man, y'all,
that's
y'all,
how we raised
y'all,
out here.
Y'all talk that shit, but have y'all did it?
Man, everybody know me. Everybody know me. No button into me. They know I don't just talk it. They know I would line up. Tootie, that's called Tootie. Ask Tootie. You got Jared on the phone. Ask Jared. You got Gerald. You got Gerald and Matt. You can ask me about me. You can ask them about the Florida. Ask them about. They're gonna tell you, man. I don't just talk. If your bike side up like mine and your bike look like me, man, let's race. That's just
you gotta race.
You can't do nothing win or lose. You if you beat me, I'm gonna put my bike in the shop and I'm gonna do something else to it. But I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna try you again.
Like I said, all I needed to know was did I need to have my rider there. That's it. Once I figure that out right there, I'll make sure
you're there. Bring your best package. But I ain't the type of man, I am not going to run for no truckload of money. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to run for an amount that I know. I know that it ain't going to knock you out.
That's fine.
I feel the same way.
Thank you.
See, here go the thing right here. See, me and Kill go both of us back. Yeah, we like to ride our bike too. You know what I'm saying? That's our problem. We like to ride.
Amen.
That's all I just want. I just want the girl racing to get like it used to be. I'm just fired for everybody to get out of that. Because everybody just showed to the track, man. I mean, all day when I was in Valhalla, man, it just all day. That's all I heard. I heard that shit a million times, man. I was like, everybody saying, I don't want to race your ride too late, or I don't want to do that because when all this stuff coming to play, man, you might as well start wrestling or something, man. Race my way. But they want to race custom cuts.
No matter what he was on. They want to race me. They don't care how much I weigh. I can show up weighing 45 pounds. They don't want to race me.
Well, Jerry, say this here, Jerry.
You think you can get a hold of Tudor, man? We trying to see if
you're going to click over and find his number right now. Y'all give me a second.
Man, why are you all doing that? We got some old callers too, man. 3234. Your line is open.
Hey,
3234, your line is open.
You want to up there? I threw my in. Hey, G.
All right, 6301, your line is open.
G, it's all right. To me. You got the
hey, what up? Chris, you in there?
Yeah.
Chris, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
This is Marco Polo, man. How you doing?
Oh man, it's going.
I see y'all got a lot going on tonight.
Yeah, it's a little, man. Yeah.
I'm trying to get one straightened out now. Hey, G, like I said, man, it sounds like you got the heart of a real racer, cuz, and I can't do nothing but respect that. When you see me out there in Valdosta, cuz, that bike had just came off the dyno straight out the shop. Four passes, I went straight to a tackle box. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no problem with racing either. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like I said, that's my word. You know what I'm saying? Valdosta, October the 12th. Even if I can't make it, I'm sending the bike there. You got to race with me.
Wow. Okay, we'll do that. We're locked in for that day. And like you said, I don't want to tell me how much a ride away and all that. Because that don't matter. I ain't worrying about all that. You just can beat my head, I'll just beat your head, and we still going to be cool after the race. You know what I'm saying? I don't know you like that. We still talking and chop it up. I mean,
man, let me try it again, too.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to try it again.
Y'all need to bring that down to Mississippi.
I'm coming to Hatterburg on the 26th or 27th or whatever date. I'm coming to Hatterburg that week. This is Marco Polo, man. I'm on here trying to put my race out there that I'm having. I'm having it down in Columbus, Mississippi.
And it's gonna be the weekend of Labor Day weekend. So that'd be August 31st and September the 1st. It's gonna be a two day event down though.
Okay.
And
it's an eight mile track.
It's an eight mile track.
And
it's in Mississippi. It's in Columbus, Mississippi, man. We're gonna have
We're gonna have a five. It's on Facebook for the ones that follow me on Facebook, but we're gonna have a five ending down though.
Okay,
we got somebody with two number. Well, shoot, Lil G and the crew have to come to Mississippi and shit. They're hard rock, man. I got banned out of Mississippi in 1994 when I was in school out there. I can't go back to that state, so G number might come out.
Hard rock. Hard rock. You, I got somebody with two number.
You can come down there. Ain't nobody banned down there. But we're having a 5-9 Indies and a couple of grueling matches. You know, that'll be that Sunday, but that Saturday is going to be tested, tuning, all grudging. That Saturday. So if y'all ain't got nothing to do, y'all come on down and join them, man. It's gonna be a Cavs payout on the 590 class.
Well, y'all just keep me updated on it, right? I mean, right now I'm starting to, my partner them throwing a race, man. All been a Saturday, man. I mean, if y'all ain't doing nothing, I mean, y'all come out there, man, and support them, man.
And I'll
do the same thing for y'all.
Hey, I got somebody with two the number on the line.
Hey,
Chris.
Yo.
Did you ever get up with that cat, the Reaper?
Yeah.
The Grand Reaper.
When the show is over, I'll give you a call on that.
Hey, Robert,
hold
you feel
that? Hold on one second. Chris. Let me pass this guy in. 0945. Your line is
Robert. Custom Cuts, man, you a clown, dog.
Hey, man, shut up.
Lil G, you said you wanted somebody with two the number on the line.
He ain't talking to this guy. Kind of talk. I want to talk. I mean, he called up talking about I'm a clown and stuff. No, he the clown.
You the clown.
Do we bit on the record?
Clown. You just lying on.
Put it
here.
Man, ain't nobody finna bet that kind of clown bet right there. The bet already locked in. Okay. I was just saying.
Who this is?
Rock. Yeah.
Who
are
you talking to?
Man, that's Lil Dusty, Alex Ryder. But the Ryder you want to talk to is Lil G. Lil G, I called Robert so you can talk to him. You want me to call somebody? He got straight connections with Tootie.
Tell Tootie, man, I want
to see him
Saturday, man, and all Benny, man. I want to do something Saturday and all Benny. If I can't do nothing, they're throwing that race next week on the 27th, right?
He gonna be in Auburn. He gonna be in Huntsville.
Well, tell him I'm coming up though.
He will be in Huntsville on 27th.
What is that? That's 7-11 where he's going down Huntsville?
I talked him this morning. He said he'll be in Huntsville. Fight. If you want any, come get him.
Real man's game. Come on, let them exchange numbers and me and you gonna talk.
Okay.
Hey,
y'all.
Robert,
you got the number?
Yeah, it is.
Somebody's on Bluetooth.
Somebody need to get off Bluetooth. Destin, get off Bluetooth.
We got another caller here, too, man. We're going to open up this line. 2920 before the show is over with.
Just a
minute. 2920, your line is open.
Hello?
Yeah, Robert. Go ahead and say the number.
Okay, hold on. One second. Here. What you asking for is a bazooka, not buddy.
Wow.
Oh, partner. Get on or what? But Derek.
Yeah, I'm here.
Get on or what, Mike?
He the owner of that 1,000, that Street Style 1,000. That Street 1,000, that blue and white one. That blue and white.
What his name do you be riding on?
The one Jack was trying to run us on, and the husband, and making it. The one he was down there about us talking about, what y'all would give that 1,000. You remember we was down there when he stole our ticket?
Yeah.
Come on, Jerry. You know damn well that man got the wrong goddamn ticket. Both bikes had the same shit. Why he throwing back in that bullshit?
No, Robert, I'll call you.
All right.
All right,
good.